This Monday, Georgia lawmakers will gavel in for the start of the state's 2026 legislative session, 40 days that could shape everything from your taxes to how the state spends its surplus. This morning, we're kicking off our legislative spotlight with Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, who's been tracking what's already emerging under the Gold Dome so far. Donna, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So let's start out with, as lawmakers are getting ready to convene, there's one idea that's already generating a lot of buzz: eliminating Georgia's state income tax. What was announced this week, and how serious is the push behind it?
Well, that's right. Senate Republicans, led by Appropriations Chair Blake Tillery of Vidalia, they're pushing for a plan that would eliminate the state income tax entirely by 2032, or at least waive it on a large portion of income. This is a top priority for Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, and a study committee just released its recommendations on how to do it, and support among Senate Republicans is expected to be strong. At the same time, House Speaker John Burns is focused on cutting local property taxes, and that's something a lot of Georgians are watching closely, especially in communities where property tax bills have jumped in recent years.
So lots of tax talk. Beyond taxes, what are some of the other issues that are shaping up to dominate this session?
Well, as always, Pamela, education is always front and center, and this year is no different. Speaker Burns wants to focus heavily on literacy, improving third grade reading levels, and expanding the use of literacy coaches in middle schools. We'll also likely see expansion on school cell phone policies. Last year, lawmakers banned cell phones in lower grades. This session, we could see that ban extend into high schools. And another growing area is artificial intelligence. Both chambers are considering how to regulate issues such as deep fakes, data privacy, ethical use, campaign technology. But overall, the focus on affordability that we hear so much about at the national level among both the Democrats and Republicans will lead efforts for more budget-friendly housing and health care legislation this session.
Okay, so a lot on lawmakers' plates this session. It's also happening during an election year. How is that going to affect what lawmakers are willing to tackle in the state house?
But it actually will affect a lot. Every constitutional office is on the ballot, along with all 236 seats in the General Assembly. On top of that, several lawmakers are running for higher office. In the Senate alone, with Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones seeking the governor's office, there are three Republicans and one Democrat running for lieutenant governor, two for attorney general, two for U.S. congressional seats, and one for insurance commissioner. That means more competition for attention and for wins that lawmakers can take back to their districts. And since lawmakers can't raise campaign funds during the session, we could see pressure to end the 40-day session a little earlier than last year.
And finally, GPB's Lawmakers is heading into its 56th season. What can viewers expect from the show this year?
Well, we kick things off with leaders from both parties joining the show to discuss priorities. On Thursday, we have a special one-hour program focusing on Governor Brian Kemp's final State of the State address, along with the Democratic response. And one more thing, on Monday, viewers will get a look at our behind-the-scenes access during last summer's renovations in both chambers. I touched the ceiling of the State House on top of the massive scaffolding. And you'll see a close-up look at the newly gilded areas and learn about the painstaking work involved in modernizing a building that's 137 years old, but also they wanted to keep the historic integrity. So we're excited about the show starting Monday on Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Well, if those are not reasons to watch, I don't know what other reasons we could give listeners. That is Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers. Catch it weeknights at 7 while the legislature is in session. Thank you so much, Donna.
You're welcome.
This is GPB.